I want to put you in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
We're standing outside a huge wood and iron door. On top of the door is a little bit of mistletoe, which gives you a bit of an inkling where we're heading.
Oh, yes.
You ready?
It's October.
I know, but stay with me.
Okay.
Let's open the door and see.
Is that you, Frosty, or Santa?
No, it's Santa just clearing his throat.
He's a bit old and tacky.
That's exactly right, because we're opening the door to Christmas present past.
Oh,
right?
Still not following.
Well, I'll tell you, I found something in my shed the other day, and it belongs in the past because it certainly didn't make it into the future.
Yeah.
It made it into the bargain bins.
Okay.
And I'm talking about the digital photo frame.
Oh.
Do you remember?
Yep. Remember? Everyone got one.
I know.
It's like Oprah came to everyone's house and said, you get a digital frame and you get a digital frame.
It would have been around 2008, 2009, maybe even 2010.
And
you're
how
right.
Blown were our minds and how good they were.
Yeah. We love them.
6 months later, bin.
So tacky. Well,
you know what happened? I'll tell you exactly what happened. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
The iPad was released and photos lived on the iPad. Then eventually they lived on our phones.
Yes.
So the digital photo frame was fantastic for a nanosecond, and we all got them for Christmas, or we all gave them for Christmas.
Now, before you tell me I can do it at Kmart, I haven't got one single photo on a wall at home.
You can do it at Kmart.
Thank
Kmart,
you.
Kmart, Big W, Harvey anywhere. Norman, Domain.
Okie dokie, but I'm just saying, they stay on my phone.
Yeah, well, that's true for most.
Yeah.
So, on Throwback Thursday today, want to ask you if you can recall, because that's my suggestion.
Yeah.
Anything that belongs in Christmas present past. The things that were a fad and loved, everyone gave one, everyone got one. But then here we are in 2019 and it's like, where the heck did they go?
Yep. Yeah.
4942 1029. That's our number, 4942 1029. Join us.
Funny you say that, because you mentioned this the other day.
What?
Oh, I'll just unwrap this. It's obviously a book, was it? Men are from the women of, what is it called?
Yes, men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Everyone was getting a copy of that.
Spot on.
So true.
I got a copy of it.
Yeah.
Oprah came. You get a copy. Like, that was massive, as was Celestine Prophecies.
Yes.
Remember that one?
Yes, yes.
So I know that's just two books, but I don't know why that comes to mind, but those two books.
Because they were everywhere for a
while. They were hot at the time.
Including those Dan Brown novels as well,
yes.
The Angels and Demons.
Everyone got one of those.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Oh, my God. So ring us up and tell us if you can. Well, it's almost a list and a Throwback Thursday combined.
Yeah.
It is,
What are the things that belong in Christmas present past? Because they're just not, they're nothing you'd give. Imagine if someone gave you a digital photo frame now. You'd throw it at them.
I'd take that harsh because it may be Nana.
Look what I found, love, at the $2 shop. Isn't that very clever? You can put your photos on it.
So I might not, right? However, when Pop goes, if you don't like that, mate, how about this? Oh, thanks, Pop. Oh, a singing fish.
You and your singing fish.
Oh, they love the singing fish. That was going everywhere.
Was it?
Take me to the river.
I think, yeah.
True.
Jenny, you've got something that belongs in Christmas present past. What is it?
The hypercolour T-shirt.
Oh,
yeah, I had one of them. So cool.
It was a great kid present.
Why has that not come back, or has it?
It
just didn't happen.
Do you remember it did? It came back about, I don't know, 6 years ago, 7 years ago?
Yep.
Didn't catch on.
Oh, actually, you know, with all the movements now too, it could be evidence.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's so true.
I've got one, guys, I don't know, it might be just a little bit before your time, but Yoho Diablo.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a yo-yo, but a big one with two sticks and it had a big ball in the middle.
Yeah.
You chucked it in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone got one. They were everywhere in every single school and, never seen them again, ever.
Yeah, I've got one. I do. I love it. Anyway, I've also got juggling balls, so I'm working my way up to a full show.
If you ever have the opportunity to drive past Tanya's place and the door's open, there's something different going on every night. Hello, Christian Macquarie-Dills.
Hey, we had the slack lounges. They were only a couple of years ago. We got them all for camping and we ended up running up and down the street trying to fill them up and couldn't get them filled up.
Why not?
You know, remember, they were the air ones. That's what you're talking about, Christy. You
those had to ridiculous.
Run. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, on the ad.
Yes.
swing them around in a circle and then roll them up, or we were running up and down the street trying to fill them up.
Oh, Christy, I'm right on you now. I remember. And that was, like you say, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
They were everywhere.
And no wonder they only lasted one Christmas, because by New Year's they were in the bin.
Yeah, but on the box it did say it can only open in cyclone.
Peter's at Fletcher. What belongs in Christmas present past, Peter?
I reckon the dedicated, you know, sat-nav GPS things. Now everyone uses their phone.
Yeah.
True.
But they were all the rage at one
time. Tom-Tom.
Nav-man and
the Tom-Tom was massive, Peter. Yep. You're dead right. If you had rich enough friends or parents to buy you that sort of fancy pants gear.
So true. Thanks, Pete.
But other people did.
Yeah, no, you're right. That, yeah, that is true.
And they're expensive too.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, okay, morning, Steve.
Yeah, good, Steve. What belongs in Christmas present past?
The Sony Discman.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long time ago.
The Discman was, it's just funny because the tape thing was actually better than the Discman. Because the Discman would still jump.
Yeah, that's right.
And the anti-shock never actually worked.
Nah.
It was like 10-second anti-shock
nah.
and it never worked.
Nah.
Nice one.
There you
thanks,
go.
Steve.
Yep.
Oh, well,
it's all a bit depressing, really.
Well, I don't mind the digital... The whole digital photo thing.
Yeah, back it up. You were throwing it at him a minute ago.
And it just copped it in her head.
But you know what? What about one, though, these days, if it could just stream your Instagram feed? Like an Instacube. You put it on your coffee table and it just streams your Insta feed.
I wanted to invent, when no one backed me financially, the iframe. So you could actually have it in your house, right? Big one.
Yeah.
But it could be challenged. So whoever was coming to visit, you hit a button and they'd come up on the photo and be like, oh, wow, you got a photo of us in your house.
That's the digital photo frame. You can do that.
Yeah, I know that, but it's called the iframe, so you've got it all plugged in, doesn't matter. God, I know what I'm getting thrown back in my face, right? Anyway, keep that in mind if you're in Hamilton. Always, I'll give you the address on air later on. You drive past, look in, she'll keep the front door open. She's either juggling.
Playing the harmonica.
Playing the harmonica or using the...
The Yoho Diablo.
Yeah, she loves that, don't you?
It's a good way to supplement your income.
It's 8:53, Dana and Steve.